Hello and welcome to the Two Blind Squirrels podcast. Hold up. Wait a minute.
Is it really
Put
Monday?
A love in it. It's Monday.
It really is this time.
Let's start the week off right.
Okay, go.
Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you for this podcast. Thank you for this ministry. Thank you for these people. We just pray, Father, that you will bless them today. Bless them this week. Bless them through maybe a little smile from me and Faith. But most of all, we ask that you just be with them and help us to glorify your name through the blessings you've given us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Are you through?
Mm-hmm.
Are you done?
I'm done.
She was yawning. Big old yawn. Wow, that was huge.
Woo.
Rolling down the freeway with a rag top down. I got a shuffle on the radio with rat face. And I got two blind squirrels in the morning. Two blind squirrels at night. Oh yeah, two blind squirrels in the morning. Radio on demand, it's all right.
All right, and on today's show, we're going to talk about a haunted hayride. That's right, a haunted hayride. I'll say it a third time. Haunted hayride.
Two blind squirrels in the morning, people, radio on demand, it's all right.
Have you ever seen... Well, there's dried Play-Doh in my pocket.
There's dried Play-Doh in your pocket.
Oh, cool.
That's nice.
Yeah, you never know what you're going to find in my pocket.
Mm-mm. You don't ever know.
No.
Because it's whatever the kids put in there. Well. Here we are again.
Hello.
How'd this happen?
What happened?
What? How did we get back here?
Monday?
Yeah.
It happens every week.
Wow.
Just okay. Keeps coming back around. She'll be coming around the mountain when she comes.
She'll be coming around. Sorry.
What are you doing?
Trying to get some background music for us.
Oh. Well, you should have had that down ahead of time.
Well, I lost the stupid thing that had everything all set up for me. And
okay.
So I have to read.
So sorry.
Load the things in here and do all the stuff. Ah. Magic things. Magic things are happening over here. Magic.
Oh.
Magic
okay.
Things.
So my faith builder for the day.
Yes.
Is, oh, I don't have my Bible. Uh-oh.
Well, you kind of need that.
I'm not prepared.
Oh, no.
I need my Bible.
Oh, no. You should always have your Bible ready and handy at all times through the magic of podcasting. I can blink my eyes and make it happen. There, your Bible is here.
Yay, me. Okay. My faith builder for the day.
Is.
Which was a real faith builder for Brad and I.
It was.
This past month or two.
Must be Peter.
That. I decided to step out of Peter for a minute since we've been barraging everybody with Peter. So that's what we're studying. But we're going to Philippians chapter 4.
Philippians.
Chapter
Don't
4.
Don't be Philippians about things.
Don't be. No. 4-7.
Yes.
Philippians 4:47. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again. Rejoice.
Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice.
Rejoice in the Lord always.
So you got to take it too far.
I say rejoice.
You never know when to stop.
Rejoice, rejoice. And again, I say rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all.
Leave them wanting more.
The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
Well, that doesn't even rhyme.
So.
Who wrote these lyrics?
God himself.
Ah, must have rhymed. You know what? It probably rhymes in Greek.
Yeah. So.
Yes.
I just praise God for the peace that transcends all understanding, because you did not get laid off.
This is true.
Which was not really a concern, because we both had said it was strange. Everybody was more worried about it than us.
Yeah.
Neither of
us.
I honestly don't think I worried about it one second.
The only thing I worried about was the fact that I wasn't worried about it.
Yes.
I was like, am I missing something?
Am I supposed to?
Should I prepare somehow? Am I really prepared? Because I'm not very concerned about this.
Yeah.
And, you know, I did. I actually went through and, okay, well, what do I need to think about? What do I need to do? What ducks do I need to have in a row in case this happens or that happens? And I did. I took action and got myself ready, but there was no stress. I mean, my main stress was today, was just dealing with everybody else.
Right. Well, yeah, because it's sad to see the people who did you know,
and
that
it wasn't just leaving;
situation.
It was being moved.
Yeah,
moved under different bosses and right. things being moved around. Maybe not, and not all of that is over yet. So
right. So I just praise God for that peace, that yes. pure peace.
Praise
that
the Lord that we
peace
had
from the Lord
that I had a peace that surpassed mm-hmm. understanding.
You know, and April said, "Well, yeah, but you know, it's one thing to have a peace and say that, and then what if it happens? Then you're upset." And I said, "No, no, no. It's hard to understand because you can't understand it because it's not.
It wasn't. I guess to me, it wasn't up in the air.
No,
God had already decided.
Yeah,
it.
Yeah, and so I wasn't. Because, so whether it was yeah. laid off or not laid off, it was the right answer.
Not because God is outside of time." But because
seriously,
God had already
you're killing me.
Because God ordains everything that happens, He was going to ordain what was going to happen with this, and there's right. nothing I can do.
And it
do
was
going
to be in our best, and it was going to be our best, the
I
best
just
thing.
Needed to align myself with what God already had wished for us. So there
so
you go.
I just praise God, and I just am. I am. If that I mean, since that's His answer, then we'll just proceed and
sure
and
moving along.
Thank Him for it.
Plodding right along.
So anyway, that was my faith builder for the day.
Thank you for that faith builder. What an excellent faith builder it was, too.
Thank you. I didn't write it.
You didn't write it?
No. No, Paul did.
Oh, Paul. Oh.
Yeah.
Hello?
It's my long lost day. I've been
Dave.
Waiting to talk to you for so long.
It's
Dave.
See, I knew it was. I knew y'all had a thing. I knew it was the wrong thing. I knew. I just knew.
Who is this?
This is Brad and Faith. How are you, Dave?
I'm good. Is that really Faith?
It is. Hello.
How you doing?
I'm great.
How you doing, Faith?
I'm good.
Now, there ain't no how you doings going on. Okay, no how you doings.
Oh, pardon me.
Just leave the how you doings out of it. All right, Dave, here we are. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Would you rather?
Four.
What?
This rather game?
Yes, 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 yes.
Okay, I'm ready. I'm prepared.
Good, good, good. All right. Now, this is, I'm sorry, but first of all, introductions. This is Dave from the Jen and Dave.
The Jaded Vasily.
No. The Jen and Dave Show.com.
Oh, poo. It's the Jaded Vasily podcast.
No, it's not anymore. It's not the Jaded Vasily anymore. Just because I learned how to spell it, he changed the name.
It is
just
to me.
Be mean to me. All right, so.
I do a show called the Jen and Dave Show with my wife. And I also have a.
His wife's name's Patricia.
By myself called the Jaded Vasily.
Yeah, he's going to continue the Jaded Vasily and doing it by himself.
Oh, okay.
And that's going to be the zombie.
Because he's really the only one who's jaded. That's what you said.
That's what he said. I didn't say that.
Oh.
All right. So here we go. Would you rather have all of your blood sucked dry by a vampire goat or be eaten alive by a zombie squirrel?
Oh, that's an easy one.
Da, da, da.
I'd rather be eaten by a zombie squirrel.
Eaten by a zombie squirrel.
A zombie squirrel.
Yay, zombie squirrels!
But you know what, Dave?
What?
Squirrels have like little mouth. I mean, that would take a long time. That'd be a very slow death.
Slow death.
It'd be a little
mouth. Gnawed to death. It would take maybe years.
He'd bring friends. And you know, the bad thing is that he's a zombie, so he'd start at your toe and work the web, so you'd just suffer.
she's getting sadistic with this, Dave.
I mean, rarely do zombies hang around by themselves, so I'm sure there'll be more than one zombie squirrel.
That's true. They do. They do tend to go in packs. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for participating, Dave, of the Jen and Dave Show and the Jaded Vasilian.
Podcast.
Well, thank you, Brad and Faith, of the Two Blind Squirrels.
Now, you can't use this on your show as a clip from our show, okay? That would just be weird and strange.
Jennifer says hi.
Well, hi, Jennifer.
They say hi, Jennifer.
Hello. I don't hear.
Hi again.
I don't hear. Well, I want to hear.
She's in the background somewhere.
Well, put her on.
What are we doing? Having a foursome?
Yeah. I want to hear what she. Okay. I want to say here. Say
hi. Talk.
Hey.
Oh, there's Jen.
How are you?
Oh.
Can she hear me?
Can you hear her?
I can hear a little bit.
Oh.
Hello.
Hi. I don't have
have a lot of experience talking on cell phones, actually. I just got my first one, like, a couple of months ago, so I don't get very many calls either.
You got your first cell phone?
Yeah. I was one of those, you know, late bloomer type people.
Were you rebelling against technology?
Against
technology?
I hate telephones.
Oh.
She hates
You're
telephones.
You're one of those. You hate telephones.
I like people that work for telephone companies.
Well, that's good.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Sure, that'll count.
Okay. Well, thanks, Jen and Dave, and we hope that y'all have
He's got his work voice on. You hear that?
This isn't my work voice. This is professional podcasting
You don't have a professional podcasting voice.
I do have a professional podcasting voice. I'm a professional
podcast voices?
Yes, they come in fonts of, you can be a sans, you know, font, or you can get...
Okay, well, I'll pick up a couple then.
There you go.
Yeah, now that you have your new cell phone, you can get them on there.
Now you can get ringtones.
No, you can get your... personalities.
What? Oh, get your personalities on your phone?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Well, anyway, all right. Thanks, guys. We will talk to you all later.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
All right. That was fun.
You think?
Yeah, we could have. If I could have figured out how to make everybody hear each other at the same time, then I would have just left them on the phone.
We would have just left them. But you don't know how to do that.
Well, I know how to do that.
Low
it's
tech.
Called Skype.
Yeah.
but here's the thing. It's just easier to pick up the phone and call people, and usually for a would you rather, I don't need to do all that fancy
stuff.
Right,
so what year is it?
2008.
And she just got her first cell phone.
Yeah, she's a freak.
Okay, so...
she's some kind of recluse or something.
When did we get our first cell phone? It was like, yeah, when was like, that?
I don't know, 30 years ago?
I think it was 10 years ago, 98. I think I got my first cell phone in 98.
I got my first cell phone before you, because I got it
in 98,
Houston.
Though.
It was like 96.
That wasn't a real cell phone. That was one of those stupid...
flip phone?
It was one of those... What Motorola do you call those?
Phone? It was the Motorola flip phone.
You had a cell phone in Houston?
Yes. Motorola flip phone.
But then you didn't have it when you came here.
No.
Because you didn't have a cell phone when I met you.
No. No.
Well, so what happened to it?
We still had it. I just never used it.
Oh.
It was expensive.
Okay. So then in 98, we got our first like...
She took it. She took it in the divorce.
Oh, okay. Divorce.
Yeah. So then I didn't have that one.
Okay.
Then I got.
Then we
like
got those
Nokia.
Ericsson. No, remember? Oh, those
Nokia.
I got an
Ericsson, which was dumb. And
I didn't keep it very long. Yeah.
The Ericsson was like the Mac of the phone.
We were dating then, and so it was very important
that we had constant contact. Didn't turn out to be very cool.
And we had a lot of minutes.
Now, before we this is really this
she
is
didn't
really
like to
silly.
Talk. Jen says she doesn't like to talk on the phone. You know how much we talked on the phone? It was insane.
It was insane. But before we got the cell phones, I had a CB in my truck.
Yep.
So Faith buys a handheld CB.
No, you bought it for me.
Okay.
It was like one of those handheld.
It was a handheld CB. Yeah. 40 channel handheld CB. And so because we worked at the same building and we lived very close to each other. So we were always following each other everywhere.
Yeah.
And so we talked on
the CB. We would talk on the CB until we got a cell phone.
We had our own channel.
Yep. And then we could always, Brad would go, hey, quit when the truckers would go by. Stop making comments.
Yeah. Because they couldn't see that she had the.
What's your 20?
What's your 20? I'm 10-100 on the side of the road.
I don't know what that means. I just know what your 20 means. Where are you? It
means I'm taking a break.
What's your location?
Taking a break.
Oh, okay.
Thanks to Jen for volunteering her husband to play Would You Rather.
Yes, he'd rather be eaten by zombie squirrels. It's good to know about
He's
people.
He's a zombie freak.
I'm glad to know that. So when I meet him.
Oh, I didn't mean to do that. Darn it.
I mean, and my purpose in life is to now go find a zombie squirrel.
Okay. Everybody's got to have a purpose.
Yep. I'm going to send him a zombie squirrel.
You got to have a purpose.
Mm-hmm. There's got to be a stuffed animal that looks like a zombie. I mean, like a squirrel wrapped in, you know, toilet paper. Ooh.
Ooh. We have got to.
We
listen,
could do
we're
that.
Running out of time. And we have to talk about the haunted. Haunted
oh, we haven't
have
done that?
No.
Oh.
We have to do the haunted.
Yeah,
haunted.
It was horrible.
The haunted hayride.
So we get an invitation from a parent at Helen's school. From this girl's a kindergartner. Helen's in second grade. This girl's a kindergartner. And not very many people were invited. I don't really understand why Helen was chosen. But anyway, they invited these kids, the girls, it was a girl, her, and it's a single dad. Uh-huh. And he has like 1,000 acres out of town a little bit.
Right.
A big farm. And he was going to have a haunted hayride. Now, haunted hayrides back in the day, you know, you got on a tractor, pulled a trailer, and yep. you sat on bales of hay, and you covered up with a blanket with hot chocolate, and, you know, there were, like, funny things hanging in the trees, and, like, people would jump out and try to scare you. I mean, it was pretty tame, okay? But it really wasn't about the haunting. It was more about getting to the bonfire and sitting around and having
a
good time.
And the haunting part... Now, wait. When we went on hayrides, there was haunting. That's because that we were old enough to have boyfriends and girlfriends. We were 12 to...
Yeah.
To 16.
Yeah.
And the whole purpose of the jumping out and was to scare the girls and make them cling
make
to
them,
you.
Make them jump and yeah.
Right.
Hold your hands.
That was the purpose. That was not the purpose.
No.
In this hayride. Go ahead.
Because they're five. Okay.
That's right. Go ahead.
5 to 7 year olds. Okay.
5 to 7 year olds.
So I'm concerned. I'm like, no, we're not going to go. I don't do haunted stuff. It's not my thing. I don't want my daughter to be terrified because she gets very scared easily. Mm-hmm. No, we're not doing that. Mm-mm. I said, no, we're not coming.
No.
So then April's like, oh, are you sure we should go? We really need to support him. He's trying really hard. And I'm not going to throw my kid under the bus because I want to support some
single dad. Yeah.
So then she got me.
I felt bad, too.
But then I felt bad for him.
I felt bad.
So then Brad was like,
He
went through a lot of trouble. Maybe we should go. It'll be fun. We'll all go. I mean, because the parents were invited, too. So we'll go. I mean, and I'll make sure she's not scared. Blah, 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 blah.
Well, but again, we're thinking
this is going to be tame for five-year-olds.
I'm still thinking it's... I mean, we don't do Halloween. We have previously not done anything Halloween related.
Ever.
And we don't do Halloween parties. We don't even do trunk or treat at the church.
No.
Okay? So this year we've allowed Helen. Helen's old enough. She's 7.
Yeah.
And
she wanted to try.
And it was my idea. I said, Helen, this year we're going to allow you to kind of make your own decision about Halloween. You can, you know, participate. You can give out candy or you can go door to door. Can't dress up anything scary, you know, but, and we kind of explained the moral reason why, and then why we were doing this. We don't want you to feel left out. We want you to experience it, but we want you to experience it the right way, you know, and not, you know, we want you to understand what's going on.
Because she knew why we didn't do Halloween.
And we've always explained why we didn't. And she's always been cool with it.
She never minded. It never mattered.
About it or
she'd always say, we don't do Halloween.
So anyway. The point is that this was kind of part of that experience.
Right.
A hayride, haunted hayride. And I'm thinking 5-year-old haunted hayride, right?
Somebody hanging in a tree.
Yeah, you know, just kind of, you know, maybe some spooky music playing, you know, the sound effects playing in the background, you know. You know, and not the whole, just like one little part. And then there would be like a campfire and we'd do s'mores or whatever, right?
Right.
That's what I'm thinking. That's what a hayride, all hayrides, that's what they
are. Well, and age appropriate.
Yeah. And maybe somebody jumps out of the woods and then everybody laughs.
Yeah. You know. Not this one. No.
So, Michelle, go ahead.
So, my friend Michelle is invited as well. And so, she and I are talking. So, what do you think? I mean, is this, you know, what kind of hand? Blah, blah, blah. So, she says, I'm going to call them and find out. Okay. Now, she's a pastor's wife. She is not my pastor's wife. She is another pastor's wife. Not that it matters.
Go ahead.
She's my friend. She's pastor's wife. So the point is that she's used to having to confront people about stuff.
Right.
Okay. Because like nobody else will do it. So the pastor's wife always gets stuck with the job. So she calls and says, you know, what's this about? Da, 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 is it going to be scary? And so he proceeds to explain to her of what's going to happen. Now, I'm going to wait a minute before I tell you. Because when she called me and told me, I'm like, oh, we're out. She's like, we're out too. She said, but he's doing pumpkin decorating contest and like having candy before. And she said, and I told Mackenzie that we would go just for the pumpkins and the candy and then we'd go home. We're not going on the hayride. And there's no whining, no crying. That's it. We're leaving. And okay. And I'm like, no, I'm out. I'm not going. So she...
Now, keep in mind, this is the RSVP queen.
And I had already RSVP'd that we were not going to go. And then I RSVP'd that we were going to go. I'd already RSVP'd twice.
So now she's got to go RSVP
so
again.
So now I have to RSVP again because now we're not going because I found out that this thing is scary, okay? So I get busy with Brad and Helen and figuring out what we're doing. So all of a sudden we're having date night again. And I got to change. I got to get ready. And I completely just... I don't RSVP. Okay. I don't, I mean, I could say I forgot, but I don't know if I completely forgot or if it was like partial forgetting and partial feeling bad about having to do it. Or I mean, because I honestly didn't purposefully not call. I just let myself get busy and not think about it. So, So she calls. We get home early. We went out and it was about 9 o'clock. Yeah, because it had started at 8, you know. So she is about 8:30, 9 o'clock.
It wasn't after 9.
No, it was before 9, like a quarter till or something, whatever, it doesn't matter.
Yes.
And so we get home, and the phone rings. And I'm like, what's Michelle calling for? And she's at the party. She's the only one
at the party.
There were like 14 kids coming when she talked to him like 3 hours before.
15 or 14, well, it didn't matter.
There were plenty.
And she's the only one there.
She's the only one who came.
So now she's roped into going on this hayride.
So apparently another friend... So she called. She's like, he says you were going to come. And I'm like, oh! Brad goes, well, no, we RSVP'd and said no. And I went, oh my gosh, I forgot to call. So then I felt terrible because he's waiting for us to get there. And she's like, no, I'm sorry. They had decided not to come. They had, you know, miscommunicated and didn't call, whatever. Yeah. So I felt terrible. I had to send this big apologetic email about that. And then... She goes, so she decides, he says he's tamed it down since she told him after he had explained what the hayride was going to be like that he made it more age appropriate.
Well, let's let everybody in on what he said the hayride was going to be like.
What the hayride was going to be like was there was like a little grave site with little funny gravestones, and there was going to be big spiders in the trees, and it was pitch black. Okay, now I'm talking. This is the middle of nowhere country.
This is the middle of nowhere,
black,
Texas.
Okay.
The only reason you can see your hand in front of your face is because there's stars.
It is pitch black. So he's got a bunch of friends and relatives helping him out with like Freddy Krueger, with you know Jason, with knives with blood dripping off of them, and they're gonna like.
So he's got a tractor pulling a trailer
with 5 year olds on it,
and then he spotlights all these
and like they're gonna run out and attack. And then there's like a chainsaw, and then at one point this girl's gonna be abducted off of the trailer and dragged in off and like stabbed to the side. I'm like, excuse me?
Yeah, it gets worse and worse and worse.
Okay, like keeps going and going and going. So she's like, okay, that's a bit much. Do you think that's age appropriate?
So,
she's like, really?
So he says he tamed it down. So she ends up going on.
So she goes on it. So. The next morning, she and I meet for breakfast because we had this plan. So we're sitting there, and she's like, I'm sorry, but you're going to, she said, you are going to have to sit here and listen to this whole story because I don't, there's something wrong with him. Because she said, we get on the hayride, and because he's a dad, he doesn't understand that kids can't have 10 pounds of candy at 9 o'clock at night. So his idea was that they were just going to eat candy. From the start to the chocolate bars, from the start to the finish of an hour and 15 minute hayride.
Sure.
These are not 12 year olds. Okay.
That part is.
Hour and 15 minutes.
That part only gets brought up because there were moms involved.
Listen, at one point, the girl whose dad this was, who did this thing, whose Halloween party this was, had her face buried in Michelle's lap, weeping, crying, because she was scared to death at the hayride.
Yeah.
Planned this whole business. Yeah. She'd already been on a run through.
She'd already been on a run.
She knew what to expect.
And she was still freaked out.
And she freaked out and was crying. And Mackenzie spent the entire time with her head in her mom's lap, covering her eyes so that she wouldn't see the horrible blood running, kid people running after the cart. And like at one point, the chainsaw came up and like, and they grabbed, this was the worst. They grabbed the dad.
Who? This is all the little girl has left in the world.
Okay. Parents recently divorced.
Well, no, I guess the mom sees her on the weekend.
Recently divorced. I mean, very recent.
Grabs the dad,
drags him off.
Cuts him up with a chainsaw.
Cuts him up with a chainsaw and the knife. And he's screaming. And she is a mess. Okay. Freaking out.
Who wouldn't be a mess? I'm
and
a mess.
So
just
then
about
one
it.
Of the guys who had like one of the Pirates of the Caribbean, you know, the big octopus guy mask on, he's like, I can't do it, man. I can't. It's too hard. She's crying. It's not fun. She's not having it. So he takes the mask. And he's like, honey, it's okay. It's okay. And the dad still doesn't get it. He still is like, oh, she's fine. Stop crying. It's just, I'm fine. I'm good. And she has thought her dad's been cut into pieces.
Okay, and it just keep. I mean, it's just. I'm not even getting into it. It's just more and more.
The thing about it is,
more.
Is that he really enjoys Halloween.
Yeah,
and she is 6 years old.
Five.
She's 5 years old. Okay. So there was no haunted
at the end.
For us.
Michelle says
yes.
He goes, he's like, man, that was really fun. What'd you think? I'm going to do this next year. This is really fun. I think I'm going to do this again. She's like, yeah, we're not going to come. That wasn't age appropriate.
That's for teenagers.
That's for teenagers. It's not for little kids. It's too scary. She said it was too scary for me.
It sounds even a little elaborate, even for teenagers.
Yeah.
You're charging money if you're going to put on something like that.
I mean, no kidding. And she said, I'm sorry, but we won't come. And that's probably the reason most of the parents didn't come, because they were worried about how scary it was going
to
be.
Now, did you ever go to haunted houses?
I did once or twice in my life, and they scared the bejesus out of me, and I never went again. I hate being scared. You know that. I hate to get scared. I mean, you could be in the house and walk in the bathroom, and I'm drawing my hair off into my own little world, and you'll scare me to death.
Uh-huh.
You're like, always been here, never left the house. Doesn't matter.
I went to the weirdest one I ever went to was at Texas.
Houses.
The Texas.
Hate horror movies. I hate suspense films. I hate all that. It's not all about you.
I've been letting you talk for 25 minutes.
That's right. It's just because you're afraid I'm going to kill you. That's all it's about. You let me talk because you're afraid that I'm going to poison you.
I am afraid you're going to kill me.
Yep. Go ahead. You went to a haunted house, yeah?
It was the weirdest. I've been to several. And the weirdest one I ever went to was at the Texas ballpark at Arlington. Yeah. The baseball place.
That place is huge.
Yeah.
When was that? You were an adult, because this was not built very long ago.
No, I was an adult.
Was it scary?
No, I mean.
Yeah, but you don't get scared at stuff like that.
It was fun. I mean, when I say it wasn't scary, I mean, it was scary the way it was supposed to be scary.
Right.
It was fun.
Like, we'll watch shows, and I'll, like, look to the side. I'll watch Brad's face.
Uh-huh.
I'll sit with my, so I'll be, I won't look, and I'll be like, la, 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 because I don't want to hear it either. La, 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 tell me when it's over. And I watch his face, so I can see his eyes get big, and I can see him watch it all. And he's like, okay, it's good. I'm like, oh, good, I can watch.
But, so, yeah, it was fun. I mean, you know, you get chased around and everything, and the girls cling to you and all that, And then there's a lot of, you know, there was a lot of loud music, and it was weird because it was multi-leveled, and it was very kind of high tech-ish. It wasn't like most of the haunted houses I've been to.
Yeah,
very
lame,
very
cheesy.
Very well, just quickly thrown together sort of things, and most of it made out of cardboard. And this was all very well. Like, there were places where there were gloves, and there were hands coming out of the walls.
Yeah, yeah.
And stuff like that. So it was, you know, it was a lot of fun. And then, but the weirdest thing about it was, this is the weird part, where it was at, first of all, in Texas, in the baseball stadium. And secondly, at the end, you get chased out of this little hallway into this giant room, and the room literally is filled with bubbles. And I mean, and it's a big room. It's like, you know, I would guess it was probably 100 feet by 100 feet.
Oh my goodness.
It was a big room.
Filled
with bubbles, and you couldn't see.
How was that scary?
It wasn't scary, but it was weird because you couldn't get out. There was one door out of this place,
and you had to try to figure it out.
You had to try to figure it out, and there were tons of people in there, and you couldn't see them until they. And it was you could see because it was light coming from above.
Yeah,
but you would just walk right smack into somebody because you couldn't see them until they were.
You've never told me about this.
Until they were 2 or 3 inches. I haven't ever thought about it since it happened.
Huh.
And you could be in that room for 20, 30 minutes trying to find your way out. And then the music turned up so loud you couldn't hear anybody yelling, oh, it's over here, or it's over here, or anything like that.
Huh. So that was the weirdest one.
That was
really
weird.
I hate it.
And the bubbles were over your head. The bubbles went up over your head.
No. I don't do scary.
And they didn't hurt your eyes. That was the other weird thing. Some kind
of
weird
strange,
bubble
that
didn't...
That it wouldn't get soap in your eyes.
They were big bubbles. I don't know how they did
mouth.
That.
Ew.
Yeah.
It's like a giant mouthwash.
But you were wet when you got out.
Oh, yeah,
your clothes were wet.
Yeah. Huh. That's interesting.
It was wild.
So word to the wise? No.
Warning.
Always be careful about what the haunted hayride
and
really is.
And if you plan a hayride, we do have a piece of advice for you, okay?
Yeah.
All right, everybody. Thanks for joining us today on the Two Blind Squirrels podcast. Tomorrow, we will have a Grow Kids Minute, and I don't even know what else we're talking about tomorrow. So just tune in. It'll be a mystery show.
Bios con Dios.
I hope you got a lot of candy.
This show was sponsored by the grace of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to have your life sponsored by the Creator of the universe, then go to a Bible near you and turn to Romans 3:23, where it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But what does this mean? It means that before a holy and perfect God, we are all broken. If you know this to be true, then you must admit that you are a sinner. Sin separates us from God and prevents us from being in His presence. Now, once you've admitted you are a sinner, you must be willing to turn from sin. In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." So how do we become right with God? We need a way to be forgiven for our sins, and that way is through the sacrifice and raising up of Jesus Christ. In Romans 5:8, it says, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Through prayer, invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior. It says in Romans 10:10, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved." It also says in Romans 10:13, "For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you know these things in your heart, then here's an example of what you might pray. "Dear God, I am a sinner and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed His blood and died for my sin. I'm willing to turn from sin, and I ask Jesus to come into my heart and my life as my personal Savior." Open yourself up to the infinite grace of God, and it will change your life for eternity. This offer is non-refundable. Valid in all states. No further purchase is necessary.